This is JimPinto.com e-news number 282, the 27th of May 2010. This e-news is read by JimPinto's text-to-speech robot Jimbo, or Jimbot, if you prefer. As usual, there are 5 items, and 3 feedbacks in this issue of e-news. Item 1. Future government. Does government have a future? Does anyone seriously believe that the world can function without governments? These are the fundamental issues. Without government regulations, the potential for corruption increases. At the other end, the size of government and lack of transparency has potential for corruption. The increasingly free and open global environment brings solutions. Efficiency is demanded from governments. They can no longer operate as monopolies because they have competition from other governments. Global tax competition attracts businesses away. Financial and knowledge resources migrate to countries that have lower taxes and business-friendly policies. Governments can and must learn from corporate success. They must create an environment that attracts, retains, and grows human and financial capital. They must focus on their core missions, moving from simply hoarding knowledge to sharing it openly. They must develop an innovative mindset, admit mistakes, and learn from them. Knowledge is an infinitely renewable resource and provides opportunities for creation of sustained wealth. Governments will never go back to being the way they were. Future governments will be judged by their results, just like businesses. Governments will thrive if they are smart, responsive, efficient, and maintain public trust. Item 2. Future family. For decades, people have been predicting the decline of the American family. But the family has in fact become much more important in recent years. This twist can be traced to demographic shifts, immigration, extended lifespans, tough economic conditions, and attitude changes among America's increasingly diverse population. People continue to value the stability and cohesion that families can provide. Today, more than in the past, Americans today are in regular contact with their parents. 90% consider themselves close to their parents, and far more children are likely to live with at least one parent now than a generation ago. Studies show that family counts more than money when people make decisions about where to live. As people live longer and have children later, family ties get stronger. Grandparents are now playing a much larger role in family life, as financial supporters, and as sources of reliable childcare. Living with or being close to grandparents is particularly important for younger Americans, many of whom are struggling to raise families. The rich have nannies, most others have grandparents. The strongest force for family cohesion is ethnic minorities. Older immigrants are far more likely to live in married households, and are more than twice as likely to live in households with at least 2 adult generations. The current tough economic conditions are strengthening close, long-term ties between children and parents. Higher college debts, high home prices, and a tough job market all extend strong family dependence well into adulthood. For millions, severe economic pressures are making the family the ultimate safety net. Many Americans are finding out there's one institution that really can be counted on. The family. Item 3. Reinventing computers. The personal computer is being reinvented. Phones and pads are replacing laptops, and some desktops. In the first month of its introduction, sales of Apple's iPad tablets have reached 1 million units. That's half the time it took to sell 1 million iPhones. Many think that it is best to think of iPad not as a laptop but as the world's first couch top. Much of what people do with computers these days, casually checking email, grazing around the web, reading the news, is while sitting on a couch, sometimes with a smartphone. For these types of interactions, the iPad works well, fast and easy, with a bright color screen, it's something to snuggle up with. Of course, if you need to do some real work, you'll still need a real computer. This is what computing is going to be like for millions of people. With old computers, the emphasis was on freedom to do anything. But that made computers too complex, hard to use, and susceptible to virus infections and other problems. With the iPhone and iPad, you push a button, and it works, just like a kitchen appliance. On an iPad, you don't launch an application, you go to it. For a long time, people have been wishing for computers to be like that. The iPad will likely take a chunk out of sales of dedicated ebook readers, like Amazon's Kindle. I have both a Kindle and an iPad in my living room, and I must confess to using my iPad much more often. iPad has lots of other uses. I check the stock market and the weather, and read the news on NPR and the New York Times. Plus, when I'm traveling, there are lots of choices of games, including checkers, chess, solitaire, and more. But most of all, I love showing off my photos and videos on my iPad. I can't do that on my Kindle. But, truth be told, I can't do all those things on the iPhone, which also has a phone and camera. And it's always in my pocket. Item 4. 2020 Technology Dreams. The first decade of the new century has already changed the world. Now get ready for much, much more. Accelerating high tech will drive further and faster. Broadband will be pervasive, and Moore's Law will keep crunching the price of computation, communication, transmission, and storage to produce more and more cutting-edge commodities to transform everyday living. Cheap sensors will be in everything, providing machine-to-machine sensing, communications, and control. Innovations once considered science fiction will become real for millions. Portable computing devices will start being integrated into our clothing. Smartphones will do more and more, with voice activation and high-resolution displays as eyewear. Virtual displays will be capable of putting us into a 3D full-immersion virtual reality environment. We'll watch movies virtually and read virtual books. A lot of our personal and business meetings will take place in 3D virtual worlds. The design of new virtual environments will become an art form. We'll even have ways to touch one another virtually. These things present hard engineering challenges, and some will need big scientific leaps in synthetic or genetically engineered materials. Accelerating technologies will be the game changers. If this doesn't take a decade, it may take two, but there's very little doubt that technology will make these dreams come true. Item 5. Innovation ideas for automation companies. Question. In a relatively staid and conservative industry, how does an automation company find innovation to generate new growth? Answer. Look away from your mainstream business to recognize the next big opportunities. Most automation companies are treading water with warmed-up old commodities masquerading as new products. Automation is ripe for disruptive innovation. Here are innovation ideas specifically for automation companies. 1. Broaden your company vision by engaging employees, customers, and suppliers to discuss what future products and markets may look like. 2. Allow innovation to bubble up inside your company by favoring novel or different ideas. Allow time for engineers, sales, and marketing people to explore their own ideas. 3. Stop adding bells and whistles to old products. 4. Recruit new people with very different backgrounds and ideas to spice up the knowledge mix. 5. Discourage dependence on a few large customers, which merely reinforces old ways of doing things and makes it difficult to change. New customers bring fresh perspectives. 6. Pursue high volume in new markets through disruptive products and pricing. Make your products cheaper, simpler, smaller, and more convenient to use. 7. Stop advertising to the same old customers in the same old way. Generate new promotions to new customers. 8. Develop global markets through new, global distribution channels. Prizes await those who can find growth applications that demand something other than the price-volume mold of traditional industrial markets and pricing structures. As usual, there are three feedbacks in this issue of E-News. Feedback 1. Reed Vanderveen writes about change in CEOs when a company gets into trouble. Reed says, I just had to laugh when I read your article regarding the CEO swap, as I like to call it. The logic these people use boggles my mind. Which level of experience should we be focusing on in these situations? the experience of running a company, or the experience and talents required to lead a team with specific talents inside of a specific company. If you ask me, no one should be placed at that level of a leadership position without prior knowledge or experience in any company, let alone a new industry. No one with the authority to make decisions for every employee within a corporation should be placed there without an understanding of what the company does. Who's going to be comforted by the fact that their new boss, who's entering the company to make changes, has yet to learn what they do? Feedback 2. Abhay Deshmukh comments on our discussion that innovation alone won't produce prosperity. Says Abhay, I keep shuttling between the USA and India and know the sentiments of people in both countries. Many in America buy Chinese goods because they are cheaper than American goods. We are taking quality for granted. However, in India people do not buy things only on price basis. Many of them buy goods for pride also. A whole lot of Indians take pride in buying a European product or an American product just because it is imported from developed countries or is foreign made. The rich and the upper middle class in India have great purchasing power. Not to mention the 1 billion poor who buy and change Nokia's handsets for nothing more than fashion and pride. The other day, the Times of India noted that India has more mobile phones than toilets. Indians are crazy for Swiss chocolates and Scotch whiskey, now available all across India. The Scotch is made overseas and bottled in India. Instead of manufacturing in China, Americans should take pride in manufacturing in the USA, consuming locally, and exporting in a big way. Feedback 3. Stephen Hinman is chief electrical engineer and didn't wish to re-engineer himself. Right, Steve? Many engineers stay in engineering rather than moving up the corporate ladder, because they prefer engineering. I studied engineering, because that is what I wanted to do, and still prefer to do. I get a true satisfaction out of working with other professional disciplines to design a beautiful pumping station or water treatment plant, than watching it get built, and then have the fun of going out and helping to start it up. Sometimes, I've even been able to press that start button. The guys back at the corporate offices don't get to have that kind of fun. Well, that's this issue of e-news. Please send us your feedback. Tell Jim how you like me, his Jimbot text-to-speech robot. Send your email to jim@jimpinfo.com. Thank you.